The entire area leading up to this entrance is the thinking field. It's part of the architect's original planning for the building, and it's an urban garden. Swipe through the images to see details.
The thinking field is comprised of the bluestone pavers and a variety of vegetation and the reflecting pool.
Rebecca Aaron Sidner is the ICA's green building consultant.
The reflecting pool provides some evaporative cooling in the hotter months. The plantings were selected to be hardy and easy to maintain. There's no irrigation on the building. And they were selected to provide an environment for thinking, contemplation, quiet to occur. What I like about the bluestone is it has a very kind of matte, soft finish to it. And the color is this blue-gray that I think is very calming. And part of the reason it was selected is because it goes very well with the zinc panels on the building. And as the zinc patinas, their colors are going to kind of merge and become closer and closer together.
If you look carefully at the bluestone pavers, you'll see that along with the large rectangular slabs, there are also some clusters of narrow pieces set at angles. These refer to the angular forking structure of the building. These shapes are used inside the building too, as decorative finishes. Look inside the ICA's elevator, for example.